Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. This week, we'll sample new stuff from Wilco, Karen Ann, Rufus Wainwright, and more, all part of our weekly attempt to cherry-pick the new release schedule for albums worth your lunch money and a couple of tunes worth downloading on their own. We'll get started with one of the surprises from last month's Coachella Festival. What were the Abbott Brothers doing there? They're a bluegrass band, aren't they not? They are, but they're also a perfect Coachella fit. Their take on bluegrass, country blues, folk, and southern gothic is anything but traditional. On their sixth album, titled, get this, Emotionalism, there's plenty of drama and conflict, from analog synths set against old-time instruments, violent femme-style sing-alongs, versus tunes the Carter family could have sunk their teeth into. The result is a record that should be their breakthrough, the kind of record Wilco fanatics and the Sunvolt faithful can both agree on. The songs start off familiar enough, but always veer off somewhere unexpected. In short, they're smart songs arranged interestingly, a rarity for modern roots music. Try this one, Paranoia, in B minor.
There was a time I couldn't move, there was a time I could breathe. The crowded spaces filled with angry faces, it didn't once cross my mind.
That's the Abbott Brothers. From there, we head to another interesting outsider, Bruce Robison. We've highlighted him on the show several times, but it bears repeating again. Nobody's writing better country songs right now than Bruce Robison. His tunes have topped the country charts for folks like the Dixie Chicks, Tim McGraw, and George Strait, and in part, that's what makes Robison's records so interesting. You're hearing the hits before they're hits. It's like listening in on a Nashville song pitching session, and while we know Robison's not the one that's going to be singing these when they do wind up hits, it's immediately obvious they're hits nonetheless, even if they're smarter, darker, and more adventurous than most chart toppers. It Came From San Antonio is Robison's new EP, an independently released set of seven tunes that run the gamut from Doug Somm-style country psychedelica to the straightforward Music Row fare. As is tradition, Robison's wife, Kelly Willis, is on board for the harmony vocals, and of the seven tunes, this one, Lifeline, sounds like it has the brightest future. That it's a hit sounds like a given. The only question is which country icon's gonna get to record it first. Here's a listen. That's Bruce Robison. Next up, Rufus Wainwright. There's no shortage of folks heaping praise on Wainwright's fifth album, Release the Stars. It's being called the best set of his career, and start to finish, it clearly is. There's less hysterics for hysterics' sake and less cute for cute's sake. There's still enough opera and choir-like bits to give ammunition to folks that find his ambition bigger than his reach, but for the most part, his execution is dead on, particularly when he's waxing political, like on Going to a Town, which is easily the sharpest protest song of his career. It's 4 minutes that reads both like a letter to the editor and a letter to an ex-lover. Here's a listen to the record's must-download, Going to a Town.
I really need to know. I may just never see you again, or might as well. You took advantage of a world that loved you well. I'm going
That's Rufus Wainwright. Next up, just to lighten the mood a little, is a track from a record that came out a few weeks back, the Pupini Sisters' Betcha Bottom Dollar. It's been out overseas for some time, but it's just now seeing a stateside release, probably because it's hard to imagine record execs here imagining a huge audience for three women specializing in what's described as, quote, 1940s-style vocal close harmony music. And the market for Andrew Sisters' revivalism is probably small, but they've done what any smart retro outfit would do, pile on the covers. Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights, Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, and Blondie's Heart of Glass get the girl group trio treatment, but the best moment and the record's best novelty is a run through the Smiths song Panic. Listen to this sample and tell us you wouldn't pay 99 cents for the rights to throw this on your next mixtape, even if it's purely for laughs.
They constantly play.
Says
That's the Pupini Sisters. The week's highest profile release is also the week's worst kept secret by design. It's been possible to hear and dissect Wilco's Sky Blue Sky for months now. The thinking, and it's good thinking, is that records like this are pirate-proof. If you make records people believe are fully formed albums, not just a track or two worth owning and a bunch of filler, people are going to want to own it. And indeed, Wilco have delivered a record Wilco fans can believe in, even if it's more straightforward than anything they've given us yet. It's a simple record in all the right ways. And while there's not a lot of variation in tone, I'll argue that Shake It Off, a 5-minute tune that's been placed in the record's centerpiece position, is indeed its heart and soul. Sure, musically it's a thinly veiled Grateful Dead tribute, but it's fascinating nonetheless and easy to imagine absolutely killing live. Here's a piece of it. That's Shake It Off from Wilco, which with its swirling guitars reminds me of a tune I meant to feature last week, It Ain't No Crime, a new one from Karen Ann's new self-titled record. It's a record that's been lost in the Feist and Bjork shuffle, and it deserves better. Her voice is genuinely singular, and her phrasing is impeccable. And while this is her sparsest record to date production-wise, there's plenty of risk, especially on It Ain't No Crime, where she more than holds her own against the giant wall of distorted guitars. It's easily the most surprising and compelling tune of her career. That's Karen Ann, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.